Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup, the soup that's growing faster in popularity than any other soup in America, brings you another chapter in the thrilling life story of Brenda Curtis.
Tom, don't be late, and be sure to hurry home to lunch as soon as school's out.
There they go, back to school. Comes now the problem, what to give these husky two-legged appetites when they come marching home for lunch. It must be nourishing, yet it mustn't be heavy, because young heads mustn't nod over lessons. So I'd like you to hear what one wise mother I know quite often gives her youngsters for lunch on school days. She says,
I give them bread and butter and milk, perhaps a gelatin dessert, and for the main dish, a bowl of good soup. Lately, they've been calling for Campbell's chicken noodle soup pretty often. You know how children like the flavor of chicken, and they get plenty of chicken flavor in this soup. The good noodles make it nourishing, too.
Why don't you take the hint and serve a wholesome, easily prepared lunch like this to your children? See if they, too, don't delight in this tempting Campbell's chicken noodle soup, with its chicken-rich broth, its egg noodles, and its morsels of tender chicken meat. And, sure thing, enjoy a bowlful yourself along with them. And now, once again, Brenda Curtis. Hearing that Jim is fearful of losing his biggest case, which might close his law office, Brenda's old manager arranged an offer for her to return to the stage. Jim refused to let her consider it. Then Stacy Gordon, a friend of Jim's who once loved Brenda, returned from South America, and Gloria Bennett, who wants Jim, decided to use this fact for her own purposes. Now, as our scene opens, it's evening, and we find Brenda putting Patsy to bed as Cleo looks on. Listen.
Oh, Miss Patsy, if you ain't the cutest little thing I ever laid my 2 hours on.
You see, Cleo, I knew she could say it.
Did I say it right, Mommy?
Why, of course you did, precious. Every last line of it.
And pretty soon she's going to be able to say them all by herself, ain't she, Miss Brenda?
Yes, indeed.
When I get big, Cleo?
Oh, you won't have to wait that long, Sugar Plum.
And then by the time you're ready to go to kindergarten...
Yes, ma'am, she's going to be smarter than any of them other kids.
Now, hold still while I get your nightie on here, darling.
Want me to say the other one for you, Cleo?
Sure I do, Lemmy.
There we are, all ready for bed. Now, which one do you want to say next? Humpty Dumpty?
No, the one about the piggies, Mama.
Oh, that's a nice one. Now,
This little piggy...
Went to
market.
That's right. And this...
And this little piggy stayed...
That's it. Now, where did the piggy stay?
This little piggy stayed home.
Now, what did the other little piggy do, darling?
Me forgot, Mommy.
Oh, I bet you ain't forgot. You just playing possum, that's all.
No, I'm not, Cleo.
Come on, honey.
And this little piggy...
Went...
All the way home.
There you are.
You see, you didn't forget it after all.
Another one, Mommy.
Oh, not tonight, precious. It's way past your bedtime. But I must go down and phone Daddy Jim and see what's keeping him.
Mr. Jim sure is late this evening.
Yes, he is, Cleo, but he's probably been working so hard on that big Hargreaves patent case.
Yes, I must bet he's been talking himself hoarse down in that courtroom.
I'm to wait up for Daddy Jim, Mommy.
I don't think you'd better, Patsy.
No, old man Sandman, he's waiting for you, honey.
Come along now. Big hug.
Oh, no.
Now we'll tuck you in.
Night, Mommy. Night, Cleo.
Good night. God bless you and pleasant dreams,
Good Daddy. Night, precious. There we are. I'll turn off the other light.
Yes, ma'am.
She'll be asleep in no time.
It's a shame Mr. Jim didn't call earlier, ain't it, ma'am?
What makes you say that?
Well, maybe you could have invited that nice Mr. Gordon who called this afternoon to have dinner with you.
Well, we weren't prepared for guests anyway.
And maybe it's better you wasn't, anyhow.
Yes, perhaps it was. Well, Cleo, I guess you can just about make that movie you wanted to see.
But is you going to be all right here alone, Miss Brenda?
Yes, of course. Mr. Curtis will be here soon.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, there he is now, Cleo.
Then I'll get going, Miss Brenda.
Jim, darling, I'm so glad you're here at last.
Sorry I'm late. I was held up at the office. Patsy gone to bed?
Mm-hmm, just a little while ago. She wanted to wait up for you, of course.
I couldn't make it earlier. Miss Winters bungled some work on this Hargreaves case. I had to wait until she did it over.
But too bad, Jim. How does the Hargreaves case look?
Oh, just Ducky.
I'm sorry, darling. Will it wind up tomorrow as you expect?
Tomorrow, Monday.
Jim, haven't things been going well in court?
No, not at all.
Oh, Jim, don't say you're going to lose that case.
I may. I don't know.
Please. What is it, darling? You seem so upset. And you know how vitally this case may affect our whole future.
Only too well. Probably closing the office, kissing goodbye to this lovely new house, and the end of what should have been a brilliant legal career.
Jim, what's going to happen if you do lose? We simply can't wait until it's too late to make plans. We've Patsy to think of.
I'm thinking of Patsy.
Of course you are, dear.
And I suppose you're thinking of that offer Ziggy cooked up for you to do that play.
Darling, you do put things so oddly at times.
Would it make you happy, Brenda, if I did lose this Hargraves case?
Oh, Jim, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard you say.
Well, wouldn't it furnish you with just the excuse you need to go back to the theater?
How much longer must I try to convince you, darling, that I've no desire to go back to the theater?
I'll believe that when Myra and Ziggy let you alone.
Jim, Ziggy hasn't been here in a year. When Myra was out the other day, it was the first time in months.
But, Brenda, how do you expect a man to have peace of mind with that crew after you?
They haven't been after me. And you have peace of mind, Jim, if you could only stop to see it.
You really think so?
I do, Jim. You have me, you've Patsy, you've this new home. So much to be happy for.
Oh, it would be heaven, Brenda, if you'd keep out all those worries, all those people. Let me take care of it all.
I want you to, Jim. As for Myra and Ziggy in the theater...
Oh, as usual, I guess I'm the one to blame, always worrying needlessly. Always getting upset.
You do work yourself up, darling.
Uh-huh, so much so that my business drops off and now I may lose the Hargraves case.
But worrying about those things, letting every little occurrence upset you, plunge you into a mood...
It affects my work, doesn't it, Brenda?
Can't you see that it does?
Of course, makes me responsible for whatever may happen.
Jim, good heavens, you can be trying. You're not responsible for anything. We're responsible. Can't you discuss things reasonably, sensibly?
Oh, reasonably, sensibly... Honestly, sometimes I wonder if my mother wasn't right for not approving of our marriage.
That's mean, Jim. And hadn't we agreed not to stir up dead embers?
Possibly. I'm not the one who's stirring them up.
What is wrong with you tonight? What happened,
Oh,
darling?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Jim, you're being awfully unreasonable.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I am. I don't know what the dickens makes me this way. Come here.
There. Oh, that's so much better, dear.
Oh, your face is so soft. Oh, you precious darling.
Jim, you squeezed me to death.
Oh, my dearest, I love you so. I do.
I know. And I love you, Jim. That's why I hate to see these things undermining you, upsetting you.
Well, isn't worrying about this case enough to upset anyone?
I suppose it is, if you haven't thought of what you'll do if you lose.
I haven't.
Then, Jim, listen... Something happened today.
Something happened?
Yes. Those horrible people you think have been trying to lure me away from you have been worried for us, Jim.
Oh. Now they've been worried for us. I can imagine.
Jim, they have. Myra and Ziggy have been two of the sincerest friends a person could ever have.
And what have they been up to now?
Frankly, after I turned down that offer for the new Edwards play, they had a talk with Stacy Gordon.
Stacy Gordon?
Now, please don't leave, will you?
What prompted them to take it upon themselves to discuss our affairs with Stacy Gordon, of all people?
They've been worried for us.
Well, go on. How did they map out our destiny?
Jim, Stacy was just made executive vice president of his engineering firm, so that he can take charge of this patent suit they'll be defending soon. You know about that?
Yes, another engineering firm, Lang & Stone, is suing them for a couple of millions for infringement.
So Stacy explained.
Brenda, was Stacy here to see you?
Yes, this afternoon to tell me about this thing.
What thing? For Pete's sake, what could he be out here to tell you?
Now, calm down, or I'll stop right here and now.
All right. Well, go on. What was Stacy doing here?
He'd like very much to be a good friend to you, Jim.
Only to me?
No, naturally to both of us. That's why he came out. And if what he had to say doesn't convince you of that fact...
What did my old friend Mr. Gordon have to say?
That he'd be more than glad to have you come with Carson Morey's legal staff to take over that case.
Why, how perfectly delightful of Mr. Gordon.
No need for sarcasm, Jim. I think he was being extremely friendly, considering how cool you were to him.
Yes? Well, I'm sorry, but I don't.
How can you say that, Jim?
Oh, come, Brenda, you must be getting blind.
Blind? Jim, what are you talking about?
Darling, what is Stacy Gordon to you?
A very intelligent, capable man. and a very good friend.
Nothing more?
I told you the day Stacy phoned Jim, the day after he arrived back from South America, that he was nothing more than a good friend.
Brenda, can't you see, or is it because you don't think I'll see, that Stacy would no more make a grandstand offer like that for me?
Are you implying that he didn't mean it?
He not only didn't mean it, he had a very definite reason behind it.
And that reason, in your opinion?
To show himself off as the big, successful engineer who condescends to help the poor, struggling attorney.
Well, I think that's fantastic.
Is it? Well, then perhaps it's just a clever move to smash my pride, to make me look small and helpless in your eyes.
In my eyes?
Yes, Brenda. Or don't you see what I mean?
No, Jim, I don't. Why, he should want to do such a thing.
Because, my dear, Mr. Stacy Gordon was and still is quite in love with you.
Jim, you're an utter fool at times. Stacy may have been in love with me once, years ago, before I ever met you.
He is now,
but
Brenda.
Whether that's true or not, how you could ever think that Stacy would be so dishonorable as to offer you a job for the purpose of...
That's just more than you can figure out, isn't it?
Much more.
Well, I can only say, Brenda, that with things like this going on, if I lose that Hargraves case, it won't be my fault. Not my fault at all.
Apparently Gloria's clever move to let Jim know of Stacy Gordon's love for Brenda has produced the desired results. But before I tell you more about this, just give me a moment. A while ago, I suggested bowls of Campbell's chicken noodle soup as the main dish for the children's lunch. Now, when it comes to the food she serves her family, every mother wants to know two things particularly. First, how it's been prepared, and second, just how wholesome it is. If you could take a trip through Campbell's kitchens, I know they'd remind you of your own at home, just after you'd given it an extra scrubbing and polishing. And you'd see there the careful, painstaking way Campbell's go about making soup for you. Take Campbell's chicken noodle soup. You'd see how slowly the broth simmers as it gathers that deep, golden gleam that means chicken richness. You'd see the quantities of good egg noodles being ladled in and the added morsels of tender chicken meat for the final old-time touch. So remember, won't you, when you serve Campbell's chicken noodle soup to your family, you can be sure it's made the good old-time way, and that it's good and wholesome, too. Get Campbell's chicken noodle soup today from your grocer. Treat the whole family at supper time. If Jim does lose the Hargraves case, what will Brenda do? Face Jim's wrath by accepting Ziggy's offer? If not, how can Brenda extricate herself from this dangerous situation? Is it going to mean the end of everything for Brenda? Tomorrow, Gloria Bennett brings Jim into a situation which spells real trouble. Campbell's chicken noodle soup, the soup that's growing faster in popularity than any other soup in America, invite you to share again tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, in the true-to-life story of Brenda Curtis. Plan to be with us, won't you? Till then, this is Kenneth Roberts saying goodbye and good eating. Tomorrow at breakfast, start the day bright. Tomorrow at dinner, end the day right. Serve Campbell's tomato juice. Fresh, cool, inviting. But do as millions do. Make sure it's Campbell's. Because Campbell's canning process retains the fresh tomato flavor, safeguards the fresh tomato vitamins. No wonder Campbell's is the largest selling tomato juice in America. Your family deserves the best. Turn to Campbell's. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
10:30 Eastern Standard Time. Will the operation save Woody Marshall's sight? And will Judy Wilbur cling to him through this crisis? Listen to Your Family and Mine over this station at 1:30 o'clock. WJSV, Washington.